You paid. Back in April. The debit's right there on your bank statement. And the envelope in your hand is billing you for the whole thing again, plus penalties. That's the situation.
And the anger is fair. But here's the thing that should bring your blood pressure down a little. The money exists. It's not gone. It's parked in the wrong place.
Parked where?
Usually one of five places. Your payment crossed the notice in the mail. It posted to the wrong tax year. It posted under the wrong taxpayer number. It was never actually received. Or it covered less than the IRS's final figure. You paid the tax, but not the interest that piled up in between.
Okay, so nobody at the IRS looked at my bank records and decided I was a deadbeat.
Nobody looked at anything. A CP-14 is generated by computer the moment a tax year's account shows a balance on the day the notice cycle runs. That's it. And these go out in huge seasonal batches after filing season, which is exactly how a payment you made in mid-April crosses a notice printed in May or June.
Before we go further, the deadline. Because I think people assume a wrong bill just sort of waits.
It doesn't. There's a pay-by date printed on the CP-14, typically 21 days from the notice date.
21 days from the notice date, not from when I opened it.
Correct, from the printed date. And that window does not pause because the bill is wrong. If it closes with no response, the automated system just queues up the next notice on a balance you don't owe.
So step one is what? Call?
No. Step one is find out where the money actually went. Log into your IRS online account. Open the balance by year view. Look at the payments list. That account is always more current than the paper in your hand. Then, pull the account transcript for the year printed on the notice. A posted payment shows up there as a credit line with a received date.
And then, I'm in one of three buckets, right?
Three buckets. One, the payment's there and the balance reads zero. The notice crossed your payment in the mail. Save your confirmation, check back in a few weeks, don't pay again. Two, the payment posted, but to a different year or a different account. That's the misapplied payment case. Three, the payment appears nowhere. That's a trace or replace situation.
Bucket two is the self-employed one, isn't it?
Classic version. You juggling quarterly 1040 ES payments and a balance due on the same direct pay screen. One wrong drop down. You pick estimated tax instead of balance due, or next year instead of the year you filed, and the money goes into a completely different account module. Your return claims a payment that module never got.
And if the mismatch is specifically on the estimated payment line,
then you might see a CP-23 instead of or alongside the CP-14. Same underlying fix.
Which is the credit transfer. Explain that one more simply than the article does.
It's the IRS internally moving a payment it already has from the wrong year to the right year. And the key detail? The payment keeps the date the IRS originally received it. So if you paid on time, the failure to pay penalty and the interest on that CP-14 recompute once the posting is corrected. You don't file a separate request for that part. It's built into how the transfer works.
Ask for it by name.
Ask for it by name, on the number printed on your notice. And if you can't get through by phone, which is a real problem right now, a written request with your proof, mailed certified to the address on the notice, does the same job and stamps your response as timely.
Let's do proof. What does the IRS actually accept?
Depends how you paid.
Direct pay. The confirmation number plus the bank statement line showing the debit. EFTPS, the EFT acknowledgement number from your payment history. Card, the processor's confirmation email plus the card statement. Mailed check, a copy of the canceled check from your bank, front and back.
Why the back?
Because the back has the Treasury endorsement and the processing codes, and those codes tell the IRS where the money got credited. That's what a payment trace runs on. Send copies, never originals.
Okay, and the case where the check was never cashed at all.
That's the one scenario where paying again is the right move. Stop payment on the old check, pay electronically so it posts in days. Penalties accrued during that gap, and if your prior 3 years are clean, first-time penalty abatement can address that. There's also the automatic exemption from penalty, rolling out summer 2026, which applies without a request.
Say I decide to just pay the notice to be safe. Walk me through why that's expensive.
The article uses a hypothetical. Sole proprietor owed $8,900, paid it through direct pay on April 13th, but picked estimated tax for the following year. So the $8,900 sits as a credit on next year's account. This year shows nothing, and in June, ACP 14 bills the $8,900 plus additions.
And the meter on the books?
Failure to pay is 0.5% a month, so $8,900 times 0.5% is $44.50 a month, with interest compounding daily on top. Drift 3 months through the reminder notices, and you're looking at roughly $133.50 in penalty, none of which you truly owe, all of which recomputes once that credit moves with its April 13th date intact.
Versus paying twice.
You're out $17,800 until the IRS processes the duplicate and refunds it. And that can take months at current staffing. For a self-employed filer, that second $8,900 is usually the September quarterly money. Miss that, and you've traded a phantom debt for a real underpayment problem next spring.
Wait, back up to the escalation. What happens if someone just ignores this because they know they're right?
The sequence is automated and it doesn't know you're right. CP 14 is the first bill. No enforcement power, cheapest place to fix a posting error. Then CP 501 and CP 503 reminders. Then CP 504, intent to levy, and at that point the IRS can take your state refund and a federal lien becomes live. Then LT 11 or letter 1058, the final notice. That starts a 30-day clock and opens your collection due process rights. And after it runs, wage and bank levies are on the table.
Over money you already sent.
Over money you already sent. And the workforce shrank about 27% in 2025. So the humans who'd move your payment are slower to reach, but the notice and levy systems never stopped running. That's the whole argument for responding early, in writing, with proof.
One more wrinkle I want on the record. Multiple years.
Right. This one bites people. A payment you don't specifically designate gets applied where the IRS chooses, usually the oldest assessment first. So if you meant it for the year on the CP-14, but you carry an older balance, that's often where it went. Designate the year in writing on every payment from here on.
When is this a do-it-yourself fix?
Single year, first notice, you can see the payment sitting on the wrong year. You've got the confirmation number. One phone call plus one certified letter. No professional needed. It gets harder when the payment's vanished from every account, or you owe across multiple years and can't tell where anything landed, or your sole proprietor payments are split between an EIN and your SSN, or a CP60 reversed a payment you were counting on, or the sequence already hit CP504 while your proof sat in a queue.
So, next 24 hours.
Find the notice date and the tax year on the CP14. Count 21 days forward and write that date down. Pull your proof, confirmation number or canceled check front and back, the bank line showing the debit, a copy of the return for that year. Log into the online account and pull the transcript. Then, call the number on the notice, ask for a credit transfer or a payment trace by name, and write down the date, time, and employee ID.
And follow up in writing regardless.
Copies, certified mail, return receipt, with the notice stub, before the pay-by date. Then calendar a 30-day check-in to confirm the balance for that year reads zero. If notices keep coming anyway, the Taxpayer Advocate Service can step in through Form 911, and that's free.
If someone wants an enrolled agent to pull every year at once and find where the money went, That's the free case review. 888-825-7779 or the 2-minute form. Do it before the pay-by date passes.